Well, just as the Democrats promised us, our verdict is still out on our United States midterm election. I don't understand why we don't have the voting system we used to, where we used to get the results late at night. However, this new system implemented, if you will, by the Democrats means we get to wait days before we even have an answer, unlike other countries who get their answers immediately. But that said, I am going to be talking in detail on Restricted Republic about the U.S. election, about what happened, about what's going on. Get there. I've got so much information to share. And right now you can get it for $5 per month. Use the coupon code Trump. But if you really want to get the inside on the U.S. election, I'm going to be talking about it in detail there. But in today's broadcast, I want to hone in on something else while we're waiting on these results that happened behind the scenes while you were voting. A lot of major things happened specifically regarding war and rumors of war. In fact, China is really putting us all in harm's way. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about that the fact that China said that they are going to literally prepare for war. The question is exactly who. Could that be obviously Taiwan that they're after? Obviously. But if they go after Taiwan, who then becomes involved? The United States? Japan? And I don't think this is something that we should ignore, because a lot of the times countries like North Korea and China, or Kim Jong-un's Korea and China and Russia, they do things when we're not looking, when we're at our busiest. And I believe this is one of the things that is going on now with China. Take a look here. And I found this article on dailymail.com. China will focus on preparing for war, Xi Jinping declares. President says that the nation's security is increasingly unstable and uncertain. China will focus on preparing for war with the country's security increasingly unstable and uncertain, President Xi Jinping has declared. Beijing will now comprehensively strengthen its military training and prepare for any war, Yi said today, according to state broadcaster CCTV. His warning comes after Yi last month called for faster military development, self-reliance and strength in technology, and defense of China's interest abroad, raising the likelihood of further conflict. It goes on, Yi's announcement that China will focus on preparing for a war will raise fears that the nation may invade the self-governing island of Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own. China, which has the second largest economy and military in the world, by the way, has repeatedly threatened to annex Taiwan by force if necessary. Experts say Yi's comments are extremely concerning, and the West must take him at his word and use all means necessary to deter the Chinese leader from invading Taiwan. Those are pretty direct words. It goes on, if China does attack Taiwan, the conflict would almost certainly draw in the United States, which provides Taiwan with defense weapons and is legally required to treat threats to the island as a matter of grave concern, along with its treaties and allies, the most important and closest in geographical proximity being Japan, which means Japan could get looped in. The United States has responded to Chinese threats to attack Taiwan by announcing it will deploy nuclear-capable bombers to Australia to warn China against what would be the worst war in modern history. Now, this article was written very recently, November 8th, Election Day 2022. But there's a lot of chilling things in this report. The fact that China is going to focus on preparing for war means that they are literally preparing to go to war. There really is no other way to interpret that. On the same aspect, right? We here in the United States of America are not preparing for war. Instead, we're giving all our weapons and stockpiles to Ukraine and depleting our military because we have idiots in charge of this country. And so far, we're still waiting on results from the midterm election. But on top of that, Japan Japan, our ally, is now gearing up for war with China. This is chilling, and I'm being quite frank with you. Here we have it here. This is on Bloomberg, of all things, Bloomberg.com, why Japan is gearing up for possible war with China. And this was published on November 6th, right? It goes on, if China were to attack Taiwan, it would not just have to face a hostile superpower. It would also likely have to confront its longstanding regional rival, Japan. For centuries, Japan and China have vied for hegemony in East Asia. At times, they have threatened each other's own survival. Today, as I found from 3 days of meeting with Japanese officials and an analysis in Tokyo, the threat of Chinese aggression is producing a quiet revolution in Japanese statecraft and pushing the nation to get ready for a fight. For the United States, China is dangerous, but a distant challenge. And for Japan, China is an existential danger next door. So here we have China preparing for war, Japan preparing for war, and the United States, at least according to Biden and Biden alone, the White House disagrees, that if something happens and China were to invade Taiwan, that we would help Taiwan. But that's only coming from Biden right now, not the White House. What that means is, I don't know. But we're obviously not preparing for war. It's like they're more focused on other things, like, you know, the election, because that's always what it seems to be about. But either way, right now, one of our Navy leaders are also screaming, saying that we could have war with China in the very near future, even within the year 2023. Take a look here. And this is on BreakingDefense.com. Navy leader can't rule out Chinese invasion of Taiwan even earlier than 2027. And here's what he states. The U.S. Navy needs to be prepared to react to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan anytime, even as soon as this year or next, the service's top officer said today. The CCP party wrapped up its 20th National Congress on Sunday while the U.S. military is still analyzing the implications of Chinese leaders' public statement regarding the island's democracy. Now, the chief of naval operations, Adam Michael Gilday, cautioned that China could meet its military goals sooner than many in Washington expected. And here's what he actually stated, and I think we should take his words to heart. It's not just what the Chinese President Yi says, it's how the Chinese behave and what they do. And what we've seen over the past 20 years is that they have delivered on every promise they've made earlier than they've said they were going to deliver on it, he said during an event held by the Atlantic Council. That's terrifying. So they've always been earlier on what they said they were going to do. He goes on. So when we talk about the 2027 window for invasion of Taiwan, a timetable famously floated by in 2021 by Adam Philip Davidson, then the head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, in my mind, that has to be a 2020 window or potentially 2023 window, he said. I can't rule that out. I don't mean at all to be an alarmist by saying that. It's just that we can't wish that way. And quite frankly, I believe if China is going to attack Taiwan, they're going to do it under the Biden administration. So we can see it. I think that's why your 2023 or before that 2024 election timeframe is crucial. Because in 2023, we're going to be just distracted by yet another election. And this could be a perfect opportunity for China, or they may do it in the midst of what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And God forbid that Kim Jong-un goes after South Korea there, right? We could see multiple wars breaking out all at once. And the truth of the matter is China is moving on a massive timeline with Taiwan. And that's according to Blinken. Here we go. Fox News. Blinken says China moving on much faster timeline to take Taiwan. Okay, so I don't care much for Anthony Blinken, but I don't believe that he is necessarily wrong on that factor. So while we are voting and in the midst of voting, there is wars and rumors of wars being talked about, and Xi Jinping and Japan both saying we are preparing for war. I don't think we should sit idly by and continue to focus on wokeism in our United States military and kick military members out of the military for not wanting to get the vaccine. This is not the time to do something like that. Things are getting crazy. With that, please don't forget to check out my partner, noblegoldinvestments.com. Look, if you're dead serious about protecting your investments, one of the best ways that I can suggest to you to do this is noblegoldinvestments.com. Give them a call, talk to them. They're no hassle. If you don't want it, they'll let you go. What they have to offer, I believe, is amazing. You need to focus on the future in light of what's going on, especially in light of talk of war. And right now they're giving away this 1 3-ounce silver coin here that you see with any IRA or 401k over 20 grand. On top of it, by the way, if you want to get a little bit more detail on gold, silver, precious metals, they've got a YouTube channel. It's under Noble Gold Investments. I've subscribed to it as well, and I ask you guys to do the same. And you can see they can get tips here on gold, silver, precious metals, all of that and the differences. So check it out there at noblegoldinvestments.com. Anyhow, I love all of you. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Lisa Haven signing out.